Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Yeah, man, yes, indeed. This is Captain Frank and Dredd, and you're listening to a brand new show on Ship to Shore Radio. This is a Stepping Out Reggae show. For all you listeners out in Georgia, let me tell you, I'm back. Yes, indeed. You might remember back around 1989, 1991, this particular program was on FM in Atlanta, Georgia, but now through the beauty of internet radio, I'm bringing it right here to you this evening. Lots of reggae music from the 70s and 80s. Of course, you started off hearing the theme from the great band Steel Pulse that was stepping out the theme of this year's program. And you know, let's start it right on off with Cool Runnings, Bonnie Wailer. Yaman.
trying 'cause she can, and so she do it how she wants. Though I said cool down the pace for me, little woman, you're rocking it too fast for me. Cool down the pace for me, little woman, that's not how it should be. You're rocking too fast for me. Cool down, cool down, cool down, cool down.
Yeah, man. You're listening to the Steppin' On Radio Show right here on Ship to Shore Radio. This is Captain Frank and Dredd. We started things off with a little Bunny Wailer, Cool Runnings. Follow that up with Gregory Isaacs, Cool Down the Piece. And then, of course, one of the classics of all time, we're talking about Dubfire from Oswald. I just want to mention that this year program, the first time on Ship to Shore, yes, indeed, the program was on in Atlanta, Georgia, back in the early 90s, and I'm very proud to bring it back on internet radio. And I want to say this program would not have happened without my extra producer. I'm talking about the guy who handled all the pre-production things today. This program would not be on. Yeah. I'm talking about special thanks to Darryl Russell, my brother from another mother, you know, is right down in Cleveland, Ohio. To be more precise, I can't do that because we're all in we got to be in undisclosed locations, but thank you, my brother, you know, you've been a big part of the history of this one coming back to the airwaves, albeit internet, it doesn't really matter. So, you know, it's going to be less talk, more music, just like we used to be in the old days. No commercials, you know. The only commercial I can tell you is I'm about to slip upon a nice Bob Marley mellow mood. I'm talking about a black tea, you know. No, I know what you guys were thinking. But you know what? I might want to give you guys something to, like, digest. Possibly Scratch Perry, roast fish and cornbread. That's what I think. That's the way to go. Thanks for listening.
Clip, clap, clap it and clap it and clap it and clap it high. Clip, clap, clap it and clap it and clap it and clap it high.
Strictly the best, strictly the best. You know, that's what I'm saying. Straight off the yard, you know. Time to bring everybody some happiness. Relax, calm down.
Yeah.
vraiment full à col, Jaya.
That was Jacob Miller and King Tubby, Baby, I Love You So. That come from way back, way back. If you didn't know this, Jacob Miller was Bob Marley's favorite reggae singer. In fact, fortunately, at the untimely death of Jacob Miller, you know, he was getting ready to go on tour and open up for Bob Marley. And big things were going to be coming down the pipe. You know, it just didn't work out that way. Only job providing the answers for things, and we can only follow and see how it come true, you know? Before that, we heard Pablo Moses and Ready, Aim, Fire, you know? Come to Fire, Boss. You know, no disrespect to Sean Paul and Shaggy and all them there boys, you know, but I'm partial to reggae from the 70s and 80s, you know, the music of like Jacob Miller and Gregory Isaacson, Bob Marley, and Dennis Brown. Because the people like Dennis Brown gave you revolution, and that's what's coming up next. You're about to listen to Revolution Dennis Brown, and this is Captain Frank and Dredd right here on the new show on Ship to Shore Radio. This is a Steppin' Out reggae show, simply known as Steppin' Out. Thanks for listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Come down!
I seem to get some questions.
Conversation about the history of reggae just would not be complete if I didn't mention Toots of Toots and the Maytals, you know? Because Toots was the first person in the recording to use the word reggae. So really, you can say that reggae, the word, the term, not the music, not the genre, but the usage of the term reggae came from Toots himself, you know? You talk about Rastafari, though, and we don't have time to get into those things, just particularly even we're going to do so at another time. But I think we want to end today's program with music that's right on, right on, to bring you up to date what the real vibe is all about. You know, I'm talking about the show wouldn't be complete without playing some Burning Spear. And this next one, Recalling Rastafari, goes out to John Nicholas Williams IV. Out there in Wisconsin, you know, yeah. Calling Rastafari, Burning Spear, followed up by, you guessed it, what show would be complete without some Bob Marley music? Roots coming right after. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Stepping Out right here on Ship to Shore Radio. This is Captain Frank and Dredd. Without further ado, here come the music.
I'm legendary. the Marcus Garvey and his African legend is Barry. A lot of people in high places, a lot of people in high places, don't say no Africa.
Thicker than the water.
Yeah, man, this is Captain Franken Dread. Thanks for listening to Steppin' Out Reggae Show right here, Ship to Shore Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this, your sound system. See you next time. Peace, love, and harmony. Yep.